Sorry for missing the class yesterday. I hope Bruno gave a nice talk. And so, right, so in the last lecture, last week, I was talking about the firewall puzzle. So let me just briefly recap the firewall puzzle. So the puzzle was that all the black hole outgoing mode D that is entangled with irradiation, but there is an incoming mode. So then it seems like D is entangled with R. And the D is entangled with D bar. And this is not good. So this is not good due to the monogamy of entanglement. So something is wrong. But the firewall, the name comes from the fact that if we believe that D and R are entangled with each other, then this D and D bar cannot be entangled. That would imply a high energy barrier near the horizon. That's the name. Firewall puzzle. Now, one proposal was that maybe this D bar is actually embedded inside RD, and this RD R, and then this is the proposal. Are they the same or not? But this is a bit strange because we can place the RD radiation very far place, but still. And they are equal to each other, like jumping into the black hole and seeing RD qubit far away in the universe sounds a bit strange, but that's one logical possibility. Okay, so that was the what we studied. And today I want to introduce another approach to this puzzle, and by considering, that's actually, let me see what I should be. Okay, one thing I didn't actually mention in the last lecture, but I just want to briefly mention is that this firewall puzzle is for all the black holes, right? So entanglement between D and R, or entanglement between black hole and R radiation was very important. This was for all the black hole. Now, I'm not going to go into details of this. Well, if I have time, maybe I can say more. But there is a firewall puzzle. Or typical state. Sometimes people call it microstate. That is, here we consider all the black hole, which is essentially like a maximally mixed state. But this firewall puzzle for typical state actually says like the claim is like there must be firewall in the sense that the entanglement between the outgoing radiation and the ingoing mode should be disentangled for almost all state of the black hole, and there is such a argument. And this argument is due to Barlow and Polchinski. So because of their arguments, so their argument is actually simple in a sense. Like suppose that these two modes are entangled for some particular state. Then let's see that these two states are actually, these modes are entangled for other initial states, then you run into a contradiction. So that's how they derive this typical state firewall puzzle. But in any cases, there is a serious argument or puzzle which actually applies to almost all the black hole microstate. And this is a very serious problem because all the black hole problem appears only when we pass the page time, right? So this is after the page time. But for the typical state, this is something. So it's typical state, microstate, or sometimes we call it young black hole. And it seems like there is a strange puzzle appearing, emerging, right at the moment when we have a black hole. So this is the previous puzzle. Now, I want to approach these puzzles by using the reconstruction with the interior operator. Okay, so the question is, again, let's use a simple quantum mechanical toy model and try to express this D bar, the interior partner mode, explicitly in the language of the outside quantum mechanics, and then see what how it looks like. But here, in this case, I want to approach this problem by introducing an infolding observer. So, without introducing introducing an infolding observer, we know that just this thing, right? B and then B bar. This is a bunch of EPR pairs, and then I have B. C, okay. So this is the physics. It's a very simplified picture of that cartoon. In this case, we see that R irradiation. In this case, we can easily see that because here you have a bunch of EPR pairs. So D must be entangled with R, right? Of course. In this simple qubit toy model, it's maximal. It's 2 times NRD because basically D and R contains like two ND copies of EPR pair like entanglement. So that's the case. And then this implies that D bar to be found R irradiation, right? So that's what this proposal says. But what if, like, we introduce actually some person who carries some finite amount of entropy, finite amount of energy, and so on, then let this infolding observer jump into the black hole. Then so with infolding observer, what will happen? And again, yeah, by infolding observer, we just mean like we just throw a qubit as an infolding observer. And the easiest thing we can do is instead of this unperturbed black hole, we are going to append and introduce like someone. Okay, so CPL, B and R, that's an old black hole, but someone is going to jump into the black hole. Okay, just Alice jump into the black hole. Then we have outgoing mode. Strictly speaking, this U and that U may be different because Hilbert space size is increasing. But for example, within ADS CFT correspondence, we can just use the same unitary dynamics in the asymptotic infinity because these two things are sort of embedded in the same Hilbert space. But for now, I will just use this same notations. Okay, then the question is, just by introducing this Alice, the infolding observer, where can we find the interior partner mode? And then let's find it very explicitly. And here, this person what is this? And maybe this is a person, or this is a laser beam, or this is just a qubit, photon, I don't know. But quantum mechanically, we could just represent this guy as a zero state of qubit. It could be one or plus state, but let's assume that that's zero state. And strictly speaking, you could do this, like introducing the reference system and put the reference of the initial state of the infolding observer, but I'm not going to do that right now. Probably it's more complicated. So Alice starts with some particular state and jump into the block. Then what happens? Then it turns out that with this, if you compute DC is the remaining black hole degree of freedom, then this, it actually turns out to be nearly maximal. This is nearly maximal. When 2NA is larger than ND. So A, the infolding observer is a relatively big object. It turns out that D is only entangled with C. So this suggests that the D bar can be found on C. So it's a remaining black hole. So it seems like if we introduce an infolding observer, there seems to be no puzzle in the sense like the D bar degree of freedom that was kind of initially that would have been embedded in R by introducing an infolding observer. Turns out that by that moment, we should change the expression of the interior degree of freedom. Now it is embedded on C. That is what we are seeing here. Now, okay. Okay, so actually, let me just write it here. I started with some particular initial state, like zero state, as an infolding observer. But again, as I mentioned, we could have done that, like, difference of A. By keeping the reference of A outside, and then we can try to keep track of all the possible initial state of the Alice, then we will have something like this, right? Kind of similar, but here you collapse the state to zero, here you keep it DPR pair. In this case, it turns out that this is nearly maximal when NA is larger than ND. Okay. This is the claim. Again, if A is large enough, then we are free from this puzzle. Let me explain why this is the case. Okay, so the simplest thing to do is we just use this minimal surface formula. To check that statement, so let's do that. And we know that ICD is equals to SC plus SD minus SCD. Then SD is a very small number of qubits. So it turns out that this is very close to maximally mixed state, you can compute this easily. I mean, yeah, it's very easy to compute this. I'm going to skip this one. Or you can just use the minimal surface. This is really the minimal surface. SC is, okay, yep, we just do the same thing, right? So if A is large enough, that means B is small. It turns out this term becomes smaller. This is the term we should get. So this indeed becomes roughly P4. Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, I think I wrote it wrong. I think it should be NA larger than 2 times ND. Sorry. So this is the situation. All right.
How did we conclude that NA being large, NB will become small?
Sorry?
How did we conclude that NB plus ND is smaller than NC?
NB plus ND is smaller than NC?
Yeah.
Right, right. So it's, let me see. So NC is N minus ND, right?
Yeah.
Then NB is N minus NA. So you just plug that in. So versus
as the y as t equals to s r, the entropy of t.
This one?
The third line.
This one?
Yes.
It's just you could use minimal surface, but SCD's entropy should be equal to entropy of SAB, right? Because it's just unitary. But A is a fixed state, so you just count the entropy of B. Then it's NB. So this is EPR. Or it's a CDR, so this is SR. SR is just part of EPR here. Okay, so you can just check this one and easily with minimal surface formula. So all I'm saying here is that if you want to check and do this thought experiment of seeing the firewall puzzle, you yourself actually introduces a significant back reaction or perturbation to the black hole. And it looks like, looking from the outside, in folding mode, the partner mode D bar is now embedded on C, not on R. So yeah, we are free from the non-locality problem. Okay.
The firewall problem was that D be simultaneously entangled with R and D bar.
Mm-hmm.
So here what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's basically D was entangled with R and then D was entangled with D bar. Mm-hmm. And then now it's a bit tricky in a sense, like if no one is jumping into the black hole, then yes, D bar is embedded on R, that is fine, because no one is seeing it. But then once someone tried to jump into the black hole, D is no longer entangled with R. Therefore, D bar, its expression is changed depending on how the observer entered the black hole. And then it's embedded only on C. At least that's what's implied by this.
So if we compute IDR, it will not be, you're saying it won't be?
Yeah, so IDR will be here equals 0. All right, so that's one possible mechanism to solve this problem. But I just computed this with minimal surface formula. But by now, maybe you see that this calculation is quite similar to Hayden-Preskill problem. So let me, I want to understand how it's broken. Is it broke? Okay. I assume it's not broken for now. Okay. Okay, so I have just introduced the infolding observer and then then mention that this potentially resolves the non-locality puzzle. And I will try to use this later. I will try to use this explicitly in the context of this thought experiment. But for now, let me say something more interesting in a sense, like it's this. I just computed this result by using minimal surface formula, which is, yeah, well, it's a fine thing. But there is a deep relation to Hayden-Preskill thought experiment, which let me. So in Hayden-Preskill thought experiment, let's remind ourselves like what we did, right? So we had unitary U, and then we had the essentially same diagram, right? So this was diary, secret diary. Then this is a reference, okay? Then we also had the B and R, the black hole radiation. C and D. Right? It looks similar. And this is a wave function we are interested in studying. Sorry, I wrote it like RA, but let me use ape line. Okay. And if it's okay, I'll just use E prime. All right. So this is the wave function we are looking at. And then the goal was we wanted to recover a diary, right? So diary is the one we wanted to recover. And then we catch late radiation and early radiation. Remember that D was a late radiation, B prime was a early radiation. So A is the diary degree. And then we have seen that when N D is larger than N A, then this indeed becomes large. So this was the Hayden-Preskill thought experiment. This is HP. Okay. But in firewall problem, we are essentially looking at the same diagram, right? But with a bit of different interpretation. Okay. Now, well, essentially the same one, but let me, just in case, draw it again. Because I want to use different labels. So in this case, A was someone. And we are interested in finding the partner of D. And then what we computed was that here we collapsed it to zero. Essentially, by knowing the initial state of the infolding observer, we try to find the entangled partner. So this problem is essentially equivalent to finding, given D, we want to find the partner mode, unfolding mode, entangled mode, inside A prime and C, where C is the remaining black hole. A prime is just your knowledge about the initial state of the unfolding observer. This is a question we ask. And then we know that if NA is larger than ND, I mean, if you collapse A into some state, then you need to add the two here, but okay. So yeah, the same state, but different combination of the mutual information. But in order to see how they are related, we can use the fact that unitary operator acting on EPR pair is just equals to U transpose by bringing this tensor along this line. If we use this one, then this wave function is actually just equivalent to U transpose and this one. Okay. So D was the late radiation, but it's out here. AB, but maybe I should climb, but something like that. And what you see is that in this program, you can interpret this diagram as recovering D from A prime and C, right? So maybe just do this, make it more evident. So then that's basically we are asking D mutual information between D and A prime C are large or not. And you see that these two problems are actually equivalent to each other by taking the transpose, right? So the phenomena I just talked about, that there's a you introduce an unfolding observer, or you become an unfolding observer and then jumping into the black hole, and then later try to find the interior partner mode, unfolding mode where it is. This problem is actually equivalent to Hayden-Preskill thought experiment by considering a time evolution that goes like U transpose. So more in a fancy or speculative language, you can interpret this physics as follows. So in the Hayden-Preskill, you throw something into the black hole, and then later you catch the late radiation and then try to reconstruct it. In this firewall problem or reconstruction of the interior operator, what you should do is you should mentally picture the physics in the backward in time. That is, you have an outgoing mode, you see, and then you want to reconstruct it, its partner. And if you do the time reversal of this process, this outgoing mode is somehow like going back to the black hole. So this becomes the unfolding mode. Then later you catch this person outgoing in the reverse process. You catch this unfolding observer. And by making a measurement of this guy, we try to reconstruct the entangled pattern of the. So it's really just these two problems are dual to each other, but you need to look at this problem sort of backward in time mentally. Yeah.
So if we know the initial state of A, or we do the measurement on D, we find that we need.
Sorry, I couldn't hear. What is...
Sorry, I mean that. So if we considering firewall puzzle, so if we know the initial state of A, then we need two times of the.
Yeah.
So any intuition on this?
You why two?
Yes. Yes.
It's mathematically, it's just it, even if you, so in the Hayden-Preskill problem, this equivalent situation is you catch the Hawking radiation and then perform projective measurement. But what this implies is like projective measurement is actually not the optimal way to reconstruct the quantum state, because you could measure in X basis, Z basis, Y basis, or essentially any basis you gain some information. That implies your measurement is actually not so optimal, I think.
So you mean by, in some sense, the naive sense, by doing the projective measurement, we lose half the degree of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't lose, you don't learn. Like,
yeah.
There is no loss of information. Yeah, so that's...
Yeah.
Okay, so now... One bonus of this observation is that we have been talking about Hayden-Preskill thought experiment, and then I guess we have very briefly discussed that there is a relatively simple protocol to reconstruct the diary of Alice. You can use the same reconstruction or recovery protocol to the firewall problem, because you just basically do, you know, somehow backward in time. And it turns out that by using that protocol, you can construct the initial, the partner mode. Now, by using these observations, I want to make some comments, implications. So first implication is that at least this analysis says that interior mode dynamically changes and is dependent on the observer. In fact, you can see that since interior mode can be found only in Shiba, expression of the interior mode never depends on the initial state of the black hole. I assume that it was EPR pair, it could be another entangled state, or it could be a pure state, it doesn't matter. It's just we know that D is entangled with C. But the interior mode has tiny dependence on the initial state of the observer. But other than that, it's completely state independent. And this is generated due to the scrambling dynamics. This is I just did the hard calculation, but you now know that Hayden-Preskill phenomena happens for any scrambling dynamics that includes black hole dynamics. Okay. So second comment is, so what is happening here? Okay. So in the original firewall argument, we had again this thing. Okay, and this picture has nothing is wrong. D is entangled with D bar, and then D is entangled with L. So D bar should be equal to L D in this situation. But now, once someone who is actually someone, some photon or qubit, jump into the black hole, then this is no longer true. Then D bar in C. Okay. C means just black hole. So in other words, D and R are disentangled or decoupled. That is because of the scrambling dynamics. So monogamy of entanglement is not violated, but more importantly, non-locality is avoided. Okay. Now, this broken or in what sense broken? Let me see. It's not broke. Okay. Now, this is a nice observation, but does this resolve the problem from the Amp's auto experiment? Then it's yes, in a sense that in order to do the Amp's thought experiment, what you should actually do is you first need to distill this RD qubit that you believe D will be entangled with each other, and then you put that RD into your pocket and then you jump into the black hole. And then, but you need to carry some amount of entropy that introduces a back reaction. Now, in fact, this RD, you may think that you need twice larger than D to do this entanglement, but it turns out that distilling RD and carrying it, it actually also reduces the entanglement between R and the old black hole. So it's actually, it's fine. But anyway, the point is like, in order to do this AMPS experiment, yeah, Alice needs to carry some qubits. So it looks like, yeah, so there is no observer who can verify the potential violation of monogamy of entanglement if we actually want to carry out this experiment. Now, of course, this is a bit metaphysical, like answer or resolution to the puzzle, because we are introducing a actual observer and so on. And then, but I believe that in order for someone to actually experience the physics, jumping into the black hole and so on, yeah, so Alice should carry some amount of entropy or some amount of qubit, otherwise she can't prove any physics near the horizon. So I think this is a very natural thing to think. Then finally, the other comment. Actually, who is this? And then I want to mention that this resolves the typical state puzzle as well, and the reason is very simple. So we know that nearly maximal, while D is not entangled with R in this situation. This suggests that since D is decoupled from R, whatever you do on R shouldn't affect D, right? So, and because of that, it turns out that you, for instance, start from one particular state, then and still is maximal. More importantly, the way D and C are entangled with each other never depend on RV, because again, R is decoupled from D. So yeah, it's completely decoupled. So this type of a resolution seems to resolve the puzzle even for a black hole microstate. And so
Could you repeat what exactly is that this typical state puzzle?
Okay. Yeah, so maybe yeah, that might be good because I'm almost finished saying everything I wanted to say. So originally, this firewall puzzle was proposed for all the black hole. That was by Mather and Amp's paper and other paper, and so on. But then later, Polchinski and Marov came up with another interesting puzzle. So let me probably just explain it. So their argument is the following. So then U is some dynamics of the black hole, and then we have initial state of the black hole, and okay. Then the partner mode of D bar should be entangled with D, okay. It's like a qubit that is delocalized in C. But this is very strange, according to their argument. For the following reason. So let's just assume that D is just one qubit for simplicity. Then this D has these Pauli operators, right? Or any basis operator. And then we should be able to find the partner. So this is outgoing mode. And then incoming mode should carry some partner operators, which acts in basically in the same way as X, Y, and D, but it's on the qubit D that is embedded on C. Okay, and then this is the operator we should be seeing when we jump into the black hole, and so what's the basically this X, D, Y, D, Z, D are the interior mode operators behind the horizon that you would see by doing QFT calculations and so on. But the puzzle they pointed out is that, okay, so if that's the case, then we should have something like this. So it's entanglements. I should put the complex. But it's not very important, I guess. It just changes the sign. Because D and D bar are entangled with each other, so if you compute this expectation value, you should get near the value, which is very large. It's just like, you know. This x times x is the has a plus one eigenvalue for this EPR. But now we know that the black hole has due to the n microstate, so there are many others. Then, so I could label all of them orthogonal ones from j equals to 1 to 2 to the n. But there are many of them. Essentially, I can choose any basis I want so that to form the orthogonal basis. Then the point they pointed out that was suppose that this x d bar we found is an interior operator for all the microstate of the black hole, that is for all j, then we run into a problem Because taking a sum over OJ is essentially taking the trace. So this would mean trace of this operator will be equals to there are so many states, so it's probably 2 to the n. But trace of Pauli operator is always 0. So there is a contradiction. And because of this observation, Maroff and Polchinski said that, okay, maybe you found a nice interior partner mode by accident for some particular initial state of the black hole, but that doesn't work in a sense that for almost all the other states, there is no entanglement between this D and D bar mode. That was their argument. Now, is this clear? Hopefully. Now, there is an obvious loophole in this argument, that is, we assume that XD bar is independent of the initial state of the black hole. So it might be the case that, or it just, maybe it depends on the initial state of the black hole. That is, the black hole's interior is dependent on the initial state of the black hole. So that was one possibility. So what Maroff and Polchinski said essentially is that there should be a firewall for almost all the initial state of the black hole, or interior degree of freedom, interior mode is state dependent. So that is what Maroff and Polchinski said. I hope this is clear. Okay. Now, by saying that, some people believe that the state dependence is the solution to this problem. Some people say no. And let me just make a clarification that I'm opposed to state dependence idea. And partly because if you introduce the inferring observer, you don't need state dependence. It's just, it's dependent on the observer, but it's never dependent on the initial state of the black hole. But another reason is that quantum mechanics with state dependent operators usually has tons of inconsistencies. So really, like, this is potentially very bad, and it can cause some sort of non-locality. It's very dangerous thing usually, so we need to carefully reason that the state dependence does not lead to any significant violation of many things.
Sorry, but you said you don't like the state dependence, right?
Yeah.
So, but consider your observer dependent. So, is it a kind of state dependence? Because
it's kind of state dependence in a sense that but there's a dependence on the state of the observer.
Yes.
But I do not like a situation where my expression of the interior operator depends on the initial state of this black hole.
If considering the both the observer as part of the black hole, then it depends on the, I mean, the...
Yes. But the problem is that if we accept a state-dependent interior operator expression in a standard sense, then that essentially means that your interior mode, when you writing it down, it involves R degree of freedom, right?
But, I mean, if the original state dependence, then there's no effort. Then that R can be secreted as infolding A, right? So I mean, can your observer dependent can be seen as some minimal state dependence?
I don't know what you mean by minimal state dependence, but I think it's very important to do this in a sense that the dependence on the inferring observer is fine because it is a dependence on the state of the same side of the black hole. Like, it's not involving the R degree of freedom. If we accept that kind of a state dependence, then if you use that idea to this old black hole situation, then it's essentially equivalent to saying like D must be entangled with the joint of C and R. It has some entanglement with R, degree of freedom, but then that is, I mean, it's non-local, right?
But if you do not use some exact initial state, but some ETR, then your D is also entangled with A prime, right?
What is A prime?
So, I mean, if the infalling has a reference state, the infalling observer has a reference state.
Yeah, but that's on this side of the black hole, not the far away. So I'm putting R irradiation to like maybe far away in the universe. And as long as my reference state is nearby, it's fine. But the point is that, yeah, you could use reference state or you could use a fixed pure state. Both of them works.
In my impression that if you, so doesn't matter this R is R radiation or whether radiation, as long as this part of system is large enough, then it is entangled with D.
Yeah, but it matters in a sense like the problem we are seeing is this non-locality problem. So
how about you choose some radiation just emitted, then it, as long as the size is large enough, then it can be entangled.
So you catch some radiation that just has been emitted from old black hole?
Yes.
Right. Then that's, and what
that's
do you want to do?
This reference system A prime.
Why?
Because in some sense it's still at the same side. I'm not.
Oh yeah. That's then that's basically the amp situation. So then you need to. No, that's not the amp situation. Oh, yeah. So now, what you need to do is, yeah, you need to cross the horizon. And then firewall is really related to the pairs that's generated near the horizon. So you nearly need to go to the close to the horizon to see that outgoing mode. So you go to the close to the horizon and then yeah. Then but it's very close to the horizon, so you will introduce a significant back reaction anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, but it's true that this kind of causal, which mode comes first and so it's very subtle. But it seems like at least that the AMPS version of the thought experiment, if you want to do that, then it seems seeing from the outside, seems that the interior mode is now on the black hole and it's written in a state independent way. And then maybe it's not the case, then in that case we need to face the fact that the things are non-local quantum gravity, which is one possibility, but it's a very strange possibility in a sense that it does so many things which shouldn't be true, like non-locality. So, and it can potentially solve some quantum computational task which shouldn't be solved by quantum computer. That might be one possibility. Maybe it's true, but it's just not the case. But anyway, so that's everything. So yeah, there is this firewall puzzle and it's still very interesting and many things to work on. And if we don't introduce any infalling observer, we will see lots of like non-locality and so on, state dependence and so on, which may be okay or maybe not okay. I'm not that happy about non-locality puzzle, non-locality. But then if you introduce the informing observer, then yeah, seems like everything is fine, and at least unthought experiment is resolved, and the typical state puzzle is also solved as a bonus. That's fine. But ultimately, it would be nice if these things can be checked by using more like quantum gravity or bulk calculation. Anyway, that's it for today.